Marilyn Lightstone, your host on Nocturne every evening here at the New Classical FM. Always lovely to see you.
Hi, Bill.
You're on the radio when I'm listening elsewhere, and I'm on the radio when you're listening elsewhere.
You're a day guy, then I'm the night girl.
Yes, and we happen to come together every now and then. And Marilyn has brought with her today cantor Simon Spiro. Always nice to see you too, sir.
Hi, Bill. It's a privilege and a pleasure, and it's lovely to be next to Marilyn as well.
Blessed
part of the family.
Yes, the Songschule's inaugural Schlichot service was broadcast live on the radio, and today we're talking about a televised version. First and foremost, for those of us who are not of the Jewish faith, what is a Schlichot?
Very good. I know that it's been bandied around here at Zuma for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and people have asked me, how do I pronounce Schlichot? Well, if you think of Celine Dion, you're halfway there. It's Celine, but with the Schlichot. Schlichot are prayers, very special prayers that happen at the beginning of the season of the High Holy Days. At the Jewish New Year, there are certain modes of music that people will recognize when they go to synagogues the world over. And certain songs and certain melodies are only reserved and put aside for that one time of the year. And Schlichot is recited usually at the very, very beginning of the day, and the earliest part of the day is probably midnight. So as soon to midnight as we can, we recite within a period of maybe at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, the Schlichot. So the Saturday night before Rosh Hashanah, if it's 4 days or longer, we recite the Schlichot at about midnight. And they're fascinating musical poetry that was set to different settings, musical settings. The poetry, as Marilyn pointed out last year, some of it really goes back to biblical times, and a lot of the poetry comes from between the 9th and the 12th century, from Spanish, Moroccan, Babylonian scholars, people called Paitanim, the poets, the scholars, the judges of the time. They wrote beautiful poetry.
And all this poetry, Marilyn, is not in a foreign language. It's read by you as the narrator of this entire production on Saturday night.
No, actually, I'm sort of introducing the poetry. The poetry is within the context of the music, the songs, the lyrics, and that will be done by Simon's wonderful festival choir.
Yes, the Toronto Festival Singers, a really great group of, fantastic group of singers. The average age is probably around about 29 years old, and they have such an authority on the music already. They've been doing it with me for a decade here in the city of Toronto, handpicked from amongst the best singers that we have in this city. And make no mistake, we have great talent. I'm from England, and I salute the talent, jazz, pop, classical that we have in this city.
We've been inviting people to go on our line to our website, classicalfm.ca, if they'd like to attend. And it's Saturday night this weekend, September 16th at 9:30 p.m. We're time-shifting a little bit from midnight, but that's going to work. And words will be provided so you can follow and sing along. But do you have to be able to read Hebrew? Or?
Well, no, there will be a laminated sheet in Hebrew, but there will be some English words as well. And the wonderful thing that Marilyn did last year was she explained and brought to light some of these prayers that have been shrouded in mystique and mystery for nearly two millennia. And Marilyn delved and did the research and brought those prayers out to life so people who are listening on the radio can really understand and sing along and get in touch with the mood and the mystique of the music. The music is very mystical, and there's some great, great settings and poetry, but the music itself is just subliminal. Of course, it's part of what we do at the Songschule, so anyone wants to get any more details about the Zuma, they can obviously connect with Zuma, and of course with the Songschule.com. We're www.songschule.com.
Now, we're adding some instrumental music as well this year, I understand.
So I understand.
Yeah, a cello and a violin.
Who's playing the violin, Simon?
Beautiful virtuoso violinist called Rebecca Wogstein. She and her husband, Drew Jureka, are fabulous solo violinists, like the people we've had on Zuma. I know there's many great violinists and virtuoso people. Rebecca is wonderful because she has klezmer background. I know you were playing klezmer just before. Mm-hmm. She has phenomenal klezmer chops. But this is another sort of string to her bow, excuse the pun. This brings her into the realm of special sacred music that is ancient. Some of the settings that we'll be delving into will actually be modals modes of the prayer notes. And there's some very spectacular lines. If I would just sing a line to anyone listening, and if they're of the Jewish persuasion, or if they're even people who've studied music, and if I sang la na 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 la na 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 na, people immediately know that to be the evening of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that wonderful musical celestial major mode of singing, which really resonates with Jewish people the world over. So we'll be delving into some of those very special modes, making it slightly different this year. We're going to delve into some of those modes, and the choir will sing little samples of that when Marilyn explains what they are, where they came from. In fact, a lot of Jewish music sounds like Gregorian chant, and fascinatingly, it was Gregorian chant. Mm-hmm. Before it was Gregorian chant, it was Jewish temple chant, and people don't really understand that. It's fascinating. The Kol Nidre music, a little motif from the Kol Nidre, is Din Dar Na, the part of the Aramaic which disavows vowels. It nullifies the vowels. And the mode goes, din da da da, and Gregorian chant, if you heard them singing and separating the notes thus,
very similar.
Very, very close, freakishly close. So we'll be delving into that in the broadcast. And of course, it's part of the magic of what Jewish people have been brought to understand and brought up by their children, by their parents and grandparents. Mm. It's tikkun olam, repairing the world, leaving the world in a better place than where you found that.
Now, we haven't mentioned our cellist yet. It's Leanne Wright, who's one of our colleagues.
That's really spectacular. Here at Zoomer. To have someone here at Zoomer.
Yeah.
We never even knew that that she has another string to her bow.
She is a very modest woman. And, of course, Moses Nimer, the head of the station, calls her his minister of propaganda. And she's indeed very, very good at that, her job. But she is also very devoted to her instrument and puts a lot of time into it. So I am looking forward to hearing her.
And
play,
she's a regular requester on Bill's Classical Jukebox.
She
listens in her office, and every now and then she'll just say, I want you to play this. I want you to play that.
Well, we're requesting her to play cello.
She's going to play cello. This sounds like just a marvelous, marvelous evening, and you can be a part of it either by listening on the radio or coming to our studios here at the Zoomerplex. The New Classical FM and the Song Shul presenting Cantor Simon Spiro and the Toronto Festival Singers live in Zoomer Hall, a sleek hot service narrated by our nocturne host Marilyn Lightstone. It's Saturday night, 9:30, and here's the website, classicalfm.ca. That's where you can get more information, or you can RSVP for your attendance. Thank you, Marilyn.
Pleasure as always, Bill.
Thank you, Cantor Spiro.
I'd just like to thank you, Bill, for hosting this, and especially to Marilyn for very graciously putting this out last year, and there's been such a great outreach and outpouring of love for this music. So thank you, Marilyn, for making this happen at Zoomer.
Anytime,
Thank you. Songshul.com, that's who we are. And we're very proud and happy to partner with Zoomer. Thank you.
And we're classicalfm.ca. More information there.